So glad that you're in the Lord's house today. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church, and we pray God's blessings upon you as we enter into the singing of hymns that glorify our Savior, and also as we open the Word of God. In our call to worship today, I'm reading from Mark chapter 5. As the Lord had dealt with the man with the unclean spirit and had healed him, this is what he said to him in conclusion, verse 19. Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. And then this phrase, and hath had compassion on thee. You know, when you think about all of the doctors that he had gone to and all the people that had tried to help him, none of it was to any avail. None of it helped him at all. And yet when the Lord came, he delivered him from the evil spirit that was within him. But the key for the work that Jesus did was the heart of the Savior. It was out of compassion. And the Lord brings that out, says, when you go and you tell your friends, tell them, yes, about the wonderful things that have been done to thee, but also tell them about the one who had compassion on you. Not just the work done, but the worker who did it. You know, when we tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is why I desired to share this morning, is that we definitely want to tell others about what God has done for us. When you share your testimony, what Jesus Christ did for you, we need to emphasize the person that did the work. Not just the action that was done, but the person who did that, because behind it is a heart of compassion. Oh, how wonderful our Savior is, that He would deign to love us in the first place, but that He would obey His Father and come to this earth and shed His precious blood and die on that cruel tree, and then 3 days later rise from the tomb in victory over sin, death, and hell. Why? Because He loved us. Because He had compassion upon us. And that heart is exhibited in every soul that comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And it needs to be a part of our witness that it's not just being saved, it's the person doing the work of salvation. Because that relationship is lifelong into eternity. That relationship with the one who had compassion. I'm so thankful for this story. I'm thankful that the Lord encouraged him to go and tell his friends. But more importantly, I'm thankful for the focus of the verse, which indicates when you talk to him, tell him about the one who had compassion on you. Are you telling others about the one who has had compassion on you? Or is it simply kind of a sanitized version? Yeah, I'm a Christian. That doesn't mean much if you don't tell them about the one who had compassion upon you. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ.